So, we're back for another episode. I have Sergio here. He is wondering what he's talking into. The mic right there.
Oh, right here.
Yeah, it'll pick up the voice. So, Sergio is mildly nervous, just like everyone else who comes on the podcast, because they've never done it before.
Actually, that was my first time.
Yeah. I mean, well, so to be fair, Dale has been on radio. Have you ever been on radio before?
Radio?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe one day. So with Sergio, I wanted to talk to you about your whole CrossFit career from post-cancer. So most people don't actually know you had cancer, surprisingly enough. Then, so why don't you go ahead and tell us when you kind of got the all clear to start working out again.
That was 2 years ago. It's gonna be 2 years ago in December. I'm not cancer free, I was in remission.
Right, you're in remission.
But actually, it's actually two of them, because my last treatment was in December. This December is going to be 2 years, but I was in remission in September, this last September, 2 years ago. But I still had to go through radiation, my last treatments, that was in December of this year, 2 years ago. So it was kind of like in the middle.
Well, so you started in, what is it, March? Did you try it? Of 2019?
It's working out here.
Of 2019?
Yeah.
Was it February?
I've been here over a year.
No, I know, but because during COVID, you just started. You did like, what, 2 weeks?
That's when, and then you closed down the gym.
Yeah.
And then when you open,
that's when you went back to hard.
I came back here.
So that's his official start date is
2019 March.
Well, it's when we reopened.
Yeah.
Because you don't count the time, the 1 week or 2 weeks you were in here before.
No, because I didn't even work out at home either.
Well, I mean, that's okay. And you had done some, working out previously. What was some stuff you had done prior to CrossFit?
Well, before that, it was boxing. I did 2 years of boxing. I just wanted to get in shape. And then before, it was just sometimes going to the gym. And then even if you go back even more in high school, that was just, working out, soccer and stuff like that. So I've been active in sports, basketball.
What year was it you did
boxing?
Yeah.
I want to say, like a year or two before I was diagnosed with cancer, because then I had to stop, because that's when I was working with Antonio when we opened the restaurant.
So it would have been,
that was
2017 was when the restaurant opened.
Or it's gonna be 5 years.
It was,
no?
The end of 2016. Yeah, so it was the end of
2016. So like around 2014, I went for 2 years, 14 and 16,
what?
Around there.
And you got really proficient at jump roping.
Well, I kind of got bad, but I never got down the double unders. I cannot do them for some reason.
Take some coordination.
My legs and my brain doesn't work when it comes to that.
That makes sense, yes. Would you ever go back to boxing?
Probably not.
Okay.
I really like CrossFit.
Okay.
I really like doing this. It seems like you work out everything. I don't think I can be without this anymore.
Ever again? There you go, folks. You heard that. There's no statement. Can not live without it. So, do you remember how much you weighed coming out of cancer, or out of chemo treatments in that, when we started?
Would that change? But after I was done with my treatments, mm-hmm. I was like 190, 195, I believe. It was 195. And but also during treatments, I think I went down like 155 as well.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't eating.
Right.
Right. So I was in between going up and down in weight.
Huh.
So, but yeah, when I started here at CrossFit, I was 195, I believe.
Do we know how much you weigh right now?
No, it 160. I kind of kept my weight there.
Okay.
I could have gone less, but I don't like to be so skinny.
And that's fine. You don't have to be. But, you know, let's talk about, I want to talk about, you know, not the fact that you lost 30 pounds, but what those 30 pounds of extra come from. You know, when you started, so where was the cancer specifically?
My cancer?
Yeah, where was it?
You mean in my body?
Yeah.
It was everywhere. Minus is everywhere.
Yeah, because you had lymphoma, right?
It's lymphoma, yeah.
So it affected everything. And then I think it was your right arm was where they were giving the treatments?
No, my treatments actually was in the two arms.
Okay.
I had on the two of them. And then, and my chest as well.
But it was one side, wasn't it?
Mostly on my left.
Okay, because yeah. That was the one you had issues with getting overhead, right?
That was my right. Somehow my muscles, they got weak. Yeah, but that's actually thanks to chemo. Wow.
Yeah, just deteriorated over time. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, that was something where you physically could not lift anything over your head.
No.
Do you remember what your doctors ever said about doing any sort of physical activity after you got done with treatment?
There was no limits in... The doctor said, well, you don't have any limits, but your body's going to tell you what you can do, and we still don't know what's going to be the permanent damage on you. And that would include no diet, nothing, just as long as you in remission, you know, go out there and see how you do, basically.
Okay, I like it. So would you say your body's limited right now?
Is what?
Would you say your body is limited?
To
doing things.
No. I mean, I can
do a lot. So some things you've done recently, like that your doctors would probably consider not possible. You rope climbs.
Yeah.
Pull ups.
Yeah.
Handstands.
Yeah.
Have you done handstand push ups? I think so.
No, not yet.
Okay, we're working on the coordination for it.
Yeah.
So, but you can do a handstand, so you can hold yourself upside down.
Yeah.
Right? These are high skill body control movements that your doctor probably just assumed would never happen. You can, your bench press.
Yeah.
You're basically bench pressing your body weight now.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. Five more pounds.
5 more pounds. You're close. Close. Edging there. And it's, again, it's only been, like you said, 2 years since remission. But it's only been basically a year and not even a year and a half, a year and 3-ish months since you really took it seriously when we reopened in May.
Yeah.
So, what were some things that I did, because we worked out every day because you needed some significant modifications when we started. Do you even remember some of that stuff?
Well, I do remember my first day here with you.
You
said to me, oh, we're going to go running. And I was like, I can barely walk when I came here. Like, seriously, I was in no shape to run.
Mm-hmm.
But we just walked fast that day. I remember that. And ever since then, you've been working out and pushing me hard, like really hard, you and Antonio.
That's good for you.
It is really good. Yeah, because I'm not still 100%, but I'm happy where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. How often do you feel like, okay, hey, I'm not 100%, I'm going to modify a workout so that you still feel good the next day without killing yourself?
Well, you always even push me harder to where am I going to do on the workouts? But I see there's a lot of stuff I can't do yet. But I try to do as best and hard possible, but I know kind of my limits,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also I don't want to get hurt
right.
Doing it, you know, because it's still my muscles, even though it's been a year and a half, they're still adjusting.
Yeah.
And it also because of the chemo.
Right.
And they hurt most of the time. Actually, I'm in pain all the time.
We're all in pain all the time, Sergio. The rest of us have had chemo. And yeah, that's because your muscles are essentially in a constant state of soreness because they're just constantly growing and you're improving as we go.
Right? Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing. You just are very cautious in a good way about how you approach workouts. And I think it's really good. I will occasionally challenge you to do a little bit more, whatever it happens to be. And when you do it, do you are you successful or does it a disaster?
No, I am. Like, I'm happy at the end of my workout, you know, with the results. Yeah, when that happened.
And you, so I like to use an example because what you do really well is you push yourself in a workout and you stick to whatever you decide you're going to do. And if you do it really, really quickly, it's really easy for me to see as a coach, you're ready for the next level.
Yeah.
So that's how I know. It's like, all right, hey, with that 300-meter run, you just ran it in freaking, you know, a minute 20. Like, you're ready to do this just fine, right? You can do the 400 next time or whatever that happens to be.
Yeah.
So you pushing yourself and – because I think a lot of times you had faster times than what we wanted to or than a lot of other people for sure. You know, we go back 6-7 months. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And that encouraged you, or that was like, okay, hey, I'm able to go a little bit harder, not harder, but do more work and just slow down a little bit, and it gets you right in that sweet time spot.
Yeah.
So you have a very unique experience, because like I said, we worked out together for a very long time because you were in a very long state in this post-cancerous career. Now you're pretty much good to go. You're ready for whatever we throw at you. What, because I think a lot of people have this perception that it's really fun to work out with me. What is it to actually work out with me?
Well, it is actually fun.
Okay.
It is fun. And I see it, actually I do like working out with you because I get challenged and I like that. You know, like, I never back down from anything, you know, unless if I can't do it, then yeah. But it is fun, and I like it because you push myself even more. Sometimes I don't even know I can do it, but you as a coach, you see it. So you know that, so that's actually good. Sometimes I don't see it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do it, that's when I feel good, you know, by accomplishing that.
Too good. Do you think, do you remember any of the workouts we did as ever as like team workouts? Did any of those stand out?
Yeah, a few, like the bike. Like, I know it's still hard for me to keep up the bike or the row. Those are actually challenging for me still. I can't do it for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get tired in my lungs, like I can't breathe, so I have to slow down.
Do you remember the workout we did? It was just you, me, and Kelsey. We did the rowing, the biking, and the skiing.
Well, I don't remember specific, but
right.
I do
remember the
workouts, yeah.
Yeah, that one really stands out to me because you held a pace that I didn't think you could hold that entire time. And, Kelsey held a pace that I didn't think she could hold the entire time. Because that was a, I don't know if you remember, it was about, took us like 38, 40 minutes to get through that workout.
Because she's what, like 17?
Yeah,
16?
You said, yeah.
And see, the thing is, I'm 47 now. And most of the time, she was doing better than me.
Right.
And I think she does, you know, and she's strong. And look at the difference on age.
Right.
And I was at that level.
Yeah.
And
like
with her.
And well, she's made tremendous strikes too. Because you guys both started about the same amount of time. She started a little bit before you, but you guys, your consistency point was about the same.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that seeing her do stuff encouraged you to kind of push yourself and do more?
Yeah. Her, Carson, you, Antonio. Yeah. It always helped me.
So do you think it was more of you felt like you were weak and you wanted to try and strive to be better? Or do you think it was more of like, hey, this person can do it, I want to try and do it too?
No, I was weaker back then. But the thing is, when I would see you guys to do it, it was just for me to improve myself. But not because you were doing it, it's because I wanted to get better,
okay.
and I still want to get better.
Yeah.
And the whole point actually for this, it's not because I want to be stronger and have big muscles and stuff like that. It's to be actually healthy. That's my main reason for this.
Mm-hmm. And I think that should be the goal for basically 100% of people.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are workouts where, for example, today's workout, I did it as prescribed. Probably a bad decision. Like, I'm probably gonna hurt pretty bad tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and it's not gonna be fun. Whereas if I had just modified it and done a little bit lighter on the weight, I've been feeling pretty good. I'd be like, all right, cool. Let's let's take on tomorrow. And I think you do a really good job of deciding not to go so hard that it doesn't crush you for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is, since you have a very labor-intensive job, you know, like, hey, I'm gonna be able to do this tomorrow. So that kind of is in the back of your mind. You're not trying to kill yourself every day.
Yeah, because I have to go to work. I have to show up tomorrow to work, because if I don't go, nobody is going to do my job. So I have to be there. I have to be there, and then I have to be here too.
Yes.
So
So something you did recently, you ran your first 5K.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my first one ever.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Well, we did one here at the gym. Did you not run that day? You might not have been, I might not have let you run. I might have had you bike when we did that workout.
No, I don't think I did it, the 5K. Because the only run I ever done here, I think it's this 1 mile all
mm-hmm.
the way around. I only done that.
Okay.
I never done a 5K here.
And we might have done it early enough that I had you do it on the bike. Like, I knew you wouldn't have made that distance.
Maybe.
So I might have had you do it on the bike. But anyways, what was the 5K like? What were some takeaways you got from doing it, signing up, and then finishing?
Well, first of all, the only reason I signed up is because I always wanted to do it. And then one of my friends posted on Facebook, and she's also a cancer survivor. And at the time, I didn't even know it was about cancer as well.
Oh,
and actually, it was a memorial run. So I don't know. I just I didn't prepare because I didn't even have the time. Because most people said, are you going to prepare? You're going to go for runs, which I wanted to. I didn't have the time. The only prepare was here, CrossFit. That was my only time.
Yeah. And so what was your, do you remember your finishing time?
Yeah, it was 29, like 59.
Okay, yeah,
it was 30 minutes in, according to my watch, it was 3 miles, 0.32.
Okay, so a little over 5K, just a hair.
Yeah.
Not that far, you're okay. You survived at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
And somebody, because you texted me and said you did that, which I thought was awesome and amazing, because I didn't know you were gonna do it to begin with. But what I didn't know, and Anna posted, was that you got second place.
Yes, I got second place at the whole group.
Yeah, which I think is really cool. Because did you get a medal?
No, they didn't give us a medal or anything.
Did you know you got second place when you finished? Or?
I wasn't even looking for the place. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do my run,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't know, like, most of the time the younger kids, they take off too quick,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I try to keep my pace 100%. Most of the time.
Yes.
So, no, I just noticed, you know, that I was just passing, you know, people. And then at the end, it was just some guy was in front of me,
uh-huh.
and that was it.
I guess we should have put a logo on the back of your shirt that said CrossFit.
Yeah, something like that.
You told me, because we've recently started really emphasizing how to run better, and you told me you were thinking about one thing as you were doing your run. What was that?
Picking up my legs more, because I know you always keep telling us to do that, and before I wasn't doing that. And this time, actually, I ran my 5K without stopping, which I'm kind of surprised,
mm-hmm.
you know, by doing that, because I usually have to stop.
Yeah, I mean, 6 months ago, you were walking on like 800 meter runs.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe 9 months ago, right? Somewhere in that range, right around December, January last year. you were still walking on those long races, runs, or you weren't doing them. You were doing shorter ones.
Yeah.
And so you've come a long ways in a relatively short amount of time just by doing modified versions of the workout. How many times have you done a workout as prescribed?
Not very many.
Like, you can probably count on one hand, right?
Yeah, a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just, no, I don't think I ever really do it.
Which is fine. And you're still getting fitter, you're getting healthier, losing weight, running faster, running further, lifting more weight.
Yeah.
Was there anything you're not doing?
No. Okay. No, it's just improving every day.
Do you think there's been a improvement in your sleep because of working out?
I guess I never really had any problems with sleeping. Like,
I mean, you get up pretty early to go to work right now, so.
Yeah, but I never really had any problems with that. Like, I sleep. Once I go to sleep, I'm out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do you think there's been, so, has there been improvement in your ability to do more work?
My job?
More effective working job.
Yeah, especially because I have to pick up stuff. And CrossFit helped me improve that even more to do it.
Do you think you do it faster and you're able to do more now? Or do you think you just do it faster?
Sometimes I have to do it faster, but most of the time, like I said, I'm always kind of careful so I don't hurt myself, especially with slippery floors and stuff like that.
But
it does have improved that to do it if I want to do it faster, but I usually, you know, don't do it because I don't want to get hurt.
But there's been some big things. Like a year ago, you weren't able to pick up some of this stuff.
Oh, what I do now?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I mean, that's tremendously right. So, I mean, yeah, not even faster. It's not even the right word. It's effective. You're more effective at doing your day-to-day job. And I think that's important because this 1 hour a day you're spending here is translating into you having a better 23 other hours of your day.
Right? Yeah.
You're able to be more efficient with your job. You're able to, you already sleep well. Have you been able to not necessarily spend more time, but do more activities with your kids?
Yeah. When I have my free time, I usually try to spend it with my family, with them, to do something fun if we can. If not, then I'm resting.
When I can. As part of it, you have, your whole family CrossFits as well. You have your three kids, four kids, definitely.
Four.
Yeah, we're throwing her. She's not a kid anymore. She's an adult. She doesn't qualify. Sorry, Anna. We're throwing you under the bus. Get out of the house. The three youngest ones are doing the kids program.
Yeah.
So, I can't remember if it's which one of them was really excited at the start. Do you remember which
That's
one?
That's Paco.
Paco, okay.
Uh-huh.
Is he still super excited about
he
it?
He is.
Okay.
He's even excited about soccer.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's a work in progress.
And Emma as well.
I think Emma was a little, maybe not cautious, but she didn't know what she was going to do.
Yeah.
And I think now she's probably having a lot of fun with it.
No, and Sergio, well, he's not so happy, but now that they're doing this, we can actually relate because when I say something about, like, I'm going to deadlift, they know what I'm talking about. Or any other thing, I'm going to clean or something, and they know, oh, that's good, Dad, we did that today on our workout.
Yeah.
We were doing squats, we were running. And so we relate when it comes to CrossFit.
And I think that's really cool because there's so many things like to not talk about. Like with the kids come in and they tell you what they learned at school maybe. And you're like, I don't remember learning any of that. It's nice to have something relatable for them.
Especially the new stuff, that they're teaching them.
Right.
And this is, something that we can talk about.
No, that's really cool. That's fun. So the when are you technically at a post-cancer state?
What do you mean
Like
post?
when do you never have to go for checkups again?
Oh,
So like 10 years, 20 years?
it's 10 years if I don't want to. That's just from the doctor's side. It has to be 10 years because this is kind of how it works. Because sometimes people, I didn't even know this, okay? So when you're in remission, you know, after treatment, the longer it passes the time, the less chance is for cancer to come back. So at the beginning, you have to do it every 3 months, and then every 6 months, and then every year after that. And you have to go till 10 years. And then after that is your choice if you want to just, you know,
Yeah, check
keep check up if you
it out.
want to. If not, then you're
It's on your
well,
own.
not home free,
Right.
but it's less chance to come back. Yeah.
So, with that in mind, what are some things you've done to really change your nutrition so that the cancer stays away?
Well, it's not proven, but I did change
I
my
mean, okay, so
diet,
I can tell you this right now.
my
It is factual evidence that cancer will thrive off of processed sugar.
Yeah, well,
Yep.
that's true.
Yeah, that
It
is
is
true.
true. So I
So,
had to change my whole diet. I
yeah.
had to change it. So it's different now than before. Plus, I do fasting 5 days a week.
Okay. What is your, are you a 16-hour fast?
Six,
8-hour fast?
no, 16 days,
16, 16
16
hours.
hours.
Okay.
Yeah, 16
So
hours.
when is your first meal usually?
Anytime after 12, and my
Okay.
last meal, it has to be around 8 p.m. or
Okay.
before.
Yeah.
So that'll give me that 16 hours window.
Okay, perfect. And that's why you've lost as much weight as you have, put on as much strength as you have, because a lot of that was body fat, right? And so that's the big thing, is you're really decreasing body fat. And a lot of people have this misconception out there that they need to be this certain body weight, but we really need to stop looking at body weight. And we need to start looking at body fat percentage as a better number of like, hey, we need to be at this body fat percentage. Especially if we're just working out, the muscle growth is going to happen. How much muscle growth have you seen or felt?
Well, I see that I have stronger muscles now.
Yeah.
You can actually see them. I mean, they're still small, but still,
Yep.
I mean, they're growing, and I'm getting stronger, you know,
Yeah.
every day.
No.
So it's slowly, but it's getting there, and I'm
So,
okay with it.
right, and so I mean, and we look at the big picture. You haven't even been doing this for 2 years.
No.
How long were you in, did you have cancer treatments for?
2 years.
Right,
I was
so
treated for
you
2 years.
had cancer treatments, basically, you had cancer essentially for
Yeah.
longer than you've been doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
Right? We are not even close to what you're capable of yet,
Yeah.
which is, when you think about it, mind-blowing. Because you've come so far at this rate. And I think you're doing a really good job of taking care of yourself so that you're able to keep doing this.
Yeah, you have to have dedication for this, and you have to be motivated. And mine is this is actually cancer, and I want to be around with my family.
And I
So,
mean that's motivation in itself, right? You
yeah.
want to be around for your family. So you're taking care of yourself now. So
Yeah.
that you're able to take care of the family and be around for the next 40, 50, 60 years, whatever it happens to be, right? 80
Yeah.
years if you want to go that far. The
That's
100
a little bit too
and
long,
yeah, Antonio wants to go get to
but
167 years old. So well,
yeah,
I wish him the best of luck. The rest of us probably won't be around to see it. And so he thinks Dax is going to take care of him. I was like,
yeah.
I don't think Dax is going to make it that long either. And so we'll see though. So kind of moving back to your nutrition, you do fasting. What are some things you usually eat for your meals? Like, what's your lunch usually look like for you?
You talk like well, he's like mostly is fish, chicken, beef, and some pork.
Okay.
Not so much, but my mainly
Mostly
things
protein.
protein. Yeah, that's what I eat. I start I like I don't eat like sugars. try to stay away from that.
Try. Yeah.
Sugars and then bread, processed, almost everything, and any added sugars as well from anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if I eat sugars, it has to be like fruit.
Okay.
That's kind of what I eat.
Perfect. And are you still doing keto? Because you've done it before, but I don't think.
I still do it, but I have introduced some carbs. But I try to stay low carb, low sugar.
Well, yeah, you're pretty much low carb, which I usually recommend.
Yeah.
And yeah, low sugar is the best thing. The only sugar you should be getting is from fruit.
Fruit only. Like I don't drink sodas or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah. Water is all you need.
Oh, juice as well.
Well, juice has tons of sugar, so
yeah.
Definitely stay away from that for sure. What's dinner look like for you?
Dinner? Like today, Friday, I usually eat sushi.
Okay.
And it has rice in it.
Yeah.
And mostly fish. That's kind of my dinner with some soup and salad. And throughout the week, it's usually I eat a salad and then yogurt and a little bit of fruit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but my main meal, bless you.
Thank you.
Is chicken, steak, or fish.
Okay. Yeah, and people think it's weird that that's your main meal. It's not, because you're living a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your lunch and your dinner looked like before you made these changes?
Oh, before?
Yeah.
I would eat like tortillas, tacos, burritos. That was my meal before.
Which aren't bad in the grand scheme of things. You were just eating probably too many of them.
Probably, yeah. And sweets. That's still kind of my weak spot. But I try to stay away from that.
And you do it like once a month-ish? Is that what you're trying to do now?
Sometimes, yeah. Or, you know, like Thanksgiving is coming. So, like, I would not eat anything, but then that day, yeah, we'll have some kind of a pumpkin something.
Yeah, and I think that's the best way to do it. Like, everyone's like, how often should I eat this? I'm like, you don't. You just don't eat it until it's a special occasion. Right?
Or weddings, stuff
cool.
like that.
Enjoy the wedding, enjoy Thanksgiving, enjoy Christmas, but like, basically the rest of the time, you need to be eating just real food.
Nutritious food.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's, do you think it's helped with your work as well?
Oh yeah. It just improves everything.
Because that's,
I have energy.
Right.
Most people, they have to drink energy drinks, and I don't. They just tell me, oh, do you drink your pre-workout? I say, I don't drink anything. All I drink is, I just drink my coffee early in the morning, one coffee. And then I drink tea during the day. No sugar.
Yeah.
That's it, just tea. And that's it. I don't drink pre-workouts or anything else in between.
Right. And that's kind of my point is, you know, you're only here for 1 hour of the day.
Yeah.
But you're eating enough to sustain you throughout the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's, it took, did you take you time to kind of find that sweet spot?
It took me a while, and then to get used to it, you know, to the diet. It's not easy, but once you get it down and once you're in it, it's simple.
Yes.
Simple.
Simple, not easy. Do you do you find yourself eating the same meals on a regular basis?
Yes,
yeah.
And
which
no.
Is,
I change them.
Yeah,
also, I didn't say like I eat eggs as well. I change it a lot.
Well, and that's the thing is like, it's super easy to change chicken for beef.
Yeah.
Right? You're still eating protein.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then if you're still having a salad, do you eat pretty much the same salad every night?
Yes.
Yeah, which is fine. That's perfect. I would say that the more consistent you are, the easier it is to make good habit changes like you have.
Yes.
So when you find those good consistencies, then it's easier to maintain change over time. So, and that's, I think that's the big picture is you've only been doing this a year and a half and you've made tremendous changes.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what your body fat percentage has changed from, but do you remember what it was when we started?
Well, no, but if I was 195, to 160, I mean 35 pounds.
Right,
I'm assuming like maybe like 25 pounds was fat, or the 35. Well, I'm not
sure. No, it was 30 pounds of. You probably lost more than that in fat because you probably you put on muscle.
Yeah.
That time. You probably put on a good 5 to 10 pounds of muscle. So you probably lost 50 pounds. Or yeah, 50-ish pounds of fat, and put on about 10 pounds of muscle in that time.
Uh-huh.
So there's more room still. We gotta work on more together.
Yeah.
But and if we tell somebody that, they're like, I can't do that. I'm like, yes, you can.
Yes, they can.
You can do it a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Change the way you're eating to be consistent, nice and smooth.
Yeah.
It's simple, not easy, and you guys can be like Sergio.
It's slowly. It takes a process. It takes time.
Have you enjoyed the process?
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy where I am right now.
Would you change anything about it?
No. I just want to keep going the same way and improving.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I like this.
Do you remember your first girl workout?
My first what?
Girl workout. The one with the names, the girl names.
No, I don't remember.
So we would have done it on that first day.
When you came back.
Yeah, the day I had you run, the very first day.
Oh.
We would have done a variation of it.
Okay.
We did do a variation of it. I'm just curious if you remember what it was.
No, I don't remember. I just remember the run, because that's what you said to me. You said, oh, we're going to go for a run. I can't run. Like, seriously,
so
I can't run.
So we were walking. it would have been Helen,
uh-huh.
Which is running kettlebell swings, and I would have had you do green rows.
Okay.
You remember that workout as well? You've done a lot of workouts since then, so.
No.
You've been very consistent. You've been here basically 5 days a week for that entire time. Without any issues. There's been a couple of vacations in there, but that's for the most part you've been there.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of workouts. What is a movement you're really looking to achieve next? What do you think is the next big one you really want to get?
Me?
Yeah.
I want to improve my cleans, because I still have trouble with that. And when it comes to something with overhead,
mm-hmm.
I'm still struggle with that.
And you, like, to be fair, it was probably 6 months or so before we started lifting more than 65 pounds over your head.
Uh-huh.
Right? Would you agree? Like, it was a long time before we started lifting more than 65 pounds over your head.
Yeah.
I think I remember, you know, we would go like a month and then you'd be like 7 pounds. You're like, oh, that's new. And then you'd do like 75 pounds and that's new. And now you're getting comfortable doing like 95 pounds over your head. So
yeah, more.
It's still a long process. Right?
Yeah.
So with those two goals in mind, do you have a number you want to get to?
Well, if I can go anything above 100, that I would be happy, but I'm not there yet.
Okay.
So I'm still, I guess, some of my muscles, they need to get stronger in order to get there.
The more stability work. I mean, then,
yeah.
You know, that being said, you've done handstands, right? And then this is, you've only been doing handstands for what, maybe 3-4 months?
Yeah.
Something like that. So it's pretty recent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're holding your body weight up.
Yeah.
So we're starting to build that stability and strength there, right?
But I still can't do the push-up, a handstand push-up.
Right.
Like, I'm still...
Right, because you can't push your body weight up, which is the same issue. You can't lift the weight overhead yet.
Yeah.
So there's similar movement patterns,
uh-huh.
And it's something to work on. And you did your 5K, so now you check that box.
Yeah.
Is there anything else on that list you like really, really want to get to?
No, I mean, that was one of the things, one of the things I want to do is actually run a mile under 8 minutes.
Under 8 minutes, okay.
I'm not sure if I, no, I don't think I did it on the 5K, so.
So you did, well, technically you were about a 9 minute pace.
I think so, yeah, so, I don't know.
Which is good. That means you just have to run really, really hard for 1 mile.
For 1 mile, yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to actually get it under 8 minutes,
okay.
My mile. And I hope one day I can do it here.
We might test it soon. See if I can do it. I'll let you in on a little secret. It was actually supposed to happen tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
We were going to do a 1 mile run. But since we're doing the Halloween costume contest, I decided not to do the one mile run. So
okay,
it might
you
might be
posted
one.
The workout.
I haven't because
yeah.
I gotta run it. I want it to be costume friendly. But yeah, so it might become sooner than you think.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So stay tuned for that one.
Try to be here
yeah.
for that.
Hopefully
day.
Not on a rainy day. well, although that being said, it's sometimes nice to run in the rain. Then, what is one thing in life you still want to do? Because I'm sure with cancer, you probably thought like, I want to do all this stuff. What is something you still want to do now that you're in remission, you're feeling healthier, and having a healthier life?
Well, one of the things, you know, because now I have a bigger family. I just want to spend a little bit more time with them, if I can.
I mean, you are.
Yeah, but like something like we can actually rest mm-hmm. and then go somewhere.
You have been. You've been taking some vacations this last year.
Only, I think it was just one.
I think you did four. I can think of four off the top of my head.
Four? Well, the only one, it was like a real vacation, was
okay.
I went to Vegas, but
well,
actually I did rest there.
Yeah. I mean, because I remember that you did the Monterey trip. You did the woods trip. You went over to the...
Oh, with my boys. That
yeah.
was just with my boys.
Oh, okay. I mean, still...
And then Monterey was with actually my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
We
the whole family
there.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It
Annabelle
wasn't...
was there?
Huh?
Oh, Annabelle was there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. That's what I said. So I was always three.
Okay,
that
was three.
I think there was one more in there. But...
We went for a hiking with the boys.
Yeah, okay.
That was, yeah.
See, you've been doing more.
Yeah, a little bit more, yeah.
But you want to take like a vacation to like, I don't know.
Actually, to a place
that
I can be by the beach and sit down and actually don't do anything.
You
want
to go to Cancun, Cabo?
Cancun is actually pretty nice.
Okay, well, there
you
go.
I've been there before.
Start.
Yeah, if I go there, then yeah, I'll be happy.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just want to lay down, maybe don't do anything and eat
okay.
for a few days.
All right, that's fair. I support this. I think it's really important for people to take vacations to get away, just to relax, like you're talking about.
Clear your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really helps. Just get that rest in, and I think yeah, that would be a really good trip.
No.
I've never been to Cancun. I've only been to Cabo in Mexico.
Yeah, I've been there twice, and it's actually that's I like it better than the other places. They're nice,
yeah.
You know, in Mexico, but this one I like the best.
Huh.
Yeah, Cancun is kind of far, but
put it on the calendar and start working towards it.
Well, it's because it's still, you know, with COVID,
right.
It's not
yeah.
really
no.
safe, so
no. nobody can do anything.
I think
right
we're
now.
Gonna postpone that for maybe a year or two
okay.
more.
But you know, like, hey, you can do it now. Right?
Yeah,
you're healthier. You're ready to go.
Yeah,
and that's important. So,
mm-hmm.
all right. I think that kind of wraps it up. Anything? If you could tell anyone who is on the fence about doing CrossFit, what would you tell them about getting in and doing it?
Well, it just depends what their goals are. You know, if they just want to be healthy, this is a really good place to start, you know? It's not going to be easy. It's not easy. It's hard, you know? It is, but, I mean, you have to put in some work like anything else. If you want to see progress, then you have to do the work. So it just depends your goals that you want to do.
Is there any goals you can think of that would not work out here with CrossFit?
No, I
okay.
mean that's
so you basically mean that if someone wants to go come in, their goal is to come in here and just smash it and go really hard, they can do that. If their goal is to come in here and do it really easy and just take their time, they can do that too.
Well, they can do it, yeah. It yeah, I guess, but I don't see the point to do it easy.
Okay.
But I mean, if that's what they want,
yeah,
yeah.
So you think the people just need to come in with the mindset that it's going to be challenging and that they're going to have to work to get what they want out of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Especially, you know, the good thing is always, you know, it's hard work.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great mindset because, like you said, it's tough to, if you want something, you generally have to work harder for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's okay. It's not a bad thing.
So. Yeah, but if you want it, it could happen. You just have to make it. You know, there's things in life that you can actually control.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that you don't, like you don't have a choice. So that's right there, your choice, if you want to.
All right. I love it.